But one of the things that the Warren Commission report points out, and it's really important to get this, is that America had at that stage had a long history of lone gunmen shooting at presidents and significant political figures. You know, it had happened, it had happened going way back. Even Roosevelt himself was shot at in 1933 in Miami by a guy, an anarchist who'd gone to Miami for the dog races. He'd lost $200. Roosevelt was driving through with the mayor of Chicago, Anton Chermak, and he took a shot at them and hit Chermak. Now, in those days, 1933, Huey Long was similarly shot in the same kind of period. People didn't construct great conspiracy theories at that stage around such shootings. It wasn't really until Kennedy was shot that you began to get this, if you like, very, very complex story superstructure added to what had happened. And I think I have some explanations as to why I think Kennedy in particular triggered such a series of notions about conspiracy, really, which we can go into if you want to. But the straightforward facts of the case, as far as we can see and can now reconstruct them, by the way, can I recommend to you Vincent Bugliosi's enormous history of the Kennedy assassination, Reclaiming History? I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it. 1,600 pages. Every single conspiracy theory just about that there is dealt with factually in the case by the author, by the guy who also wrote Helter Skelter, the account of the Manson.
Right. Have you read Vincent Bugliosi's account of the weapons of mass destruction, the case for the
I haven't,
of...
no. That would sort of be
another conspiracy theory we could talk about, but I want to hold that. Before we leave JFK, you talked about the lone gunman, histories of lone gunmen. Certainly you go back even further. John Wilkes Booth wasn't a lone gunman, was he? That was a conspiracy,
no,
wasn't
he,
it?
He was part of a group of four or five people, a fairly sort of loose and small group. I mean, one of the things I think is going to be by and large tend to be true about these things is that the more people who are involved in a conspiracy, the more likely it is to break down. In other words, the more kind of moving parts it has, the more complicated it gets. There's a reason why lone gunmen tend to be more successful. I mean, after all, the CIA had on its books various plans to kill Castro, none of which could ever even remotely come to fruition, because they were very, very complicated. On the other hand, there have been other conspiracies which have very nearly succeeded. One thinks of the plot to kill Hitler, which very nearly succeeded in blowing him up, but for a table raid in 1944. But there again, the group was fairly small, kind of six or seven people, I think, in total, who knew the details of that. So there's a reason why single gunmen tend to succeed. And the other point is they don't really care about being caught on the whole, because they're doing it for glory. And you have, as I said, a long history of that. But that isn't sufficient in itself. What's sufficient in itself is to know, I mean, let me give you an example of the thing that I always thought established that this was a conspiracy when I didn't really know a lot about it, which is like the magic bullet, okay?
Right.
All the books that I saw when I was younger about the same Kennedy was a conspiracy, they all had essentially the same contention in it, which is that this bullet that is fired from the depository that hits Kennedy in the back and then exits through the wrist of Governor John Connally sitting in front of him was an impossibility. It's a ballistic impossibility. It couldn't have happened. It behaves.
And then the bullet comes out unscathed, and it's not even
there. And then the bullet comes out relatively unscathed. That's right. In fact, when you look and reconstruct where Kennedy was in relationship to Connally, how Kennedy sat, in other words, up and to the side to Connally, and look at the trajectory of the bullet from the depository, which you can now do using computer reconstruction. We have been able to do this for the last 10 years. That bullet isn't magic at all. It really isn't magic. It's a proper bullet doing what a bullet would do. Now, when you know that, then, one of the major factual objections to the single gunman notion disappears. When you also know that Lee Harvey Oswald had earlier that year attempted and very nearly succeeded in assassinating another Dallas figure, General Walker, with the same rifle that he used, in the Kennedy assassination, then you can see that you already have an assassin at large, at which point the contingent question becomes, you know, the unfortunate question becomes, how it was that the motorcade was routed past the place of work of this particular guy. And that is the kind of thing that happens in life. You know, that's the kind of... but, of course, in a conspiracy theory, no such thing is possible. There can't be coincidence and there can't be accidents of this kind.